What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour? Just the ordinary bread that people buy at the store.
We just call them loaves of bread.
Fine. What do you call a sweet thing that's about that big around and it has a hole in the middle?
Is that coconuts?
Well, now these are sort of bread-like sweet things.
And they got a hole in the middle of them.
Yes, sir.
They grow that away?
Oh, no, sir. This is something that somebody makes in the kitchen. I think they're fried.
I know what you're talking about. Cookies of some kind.
Yeah.
I've seen my little boys eat them anyway.
They're awful good.
Grandchildren.
Well, then, have you heard these things called crullers or donuts or fried cakes?
Yes, ma'am. They come under that heading too. Donuts.
What do you call round, flat cakes that you make with white flour and you cook them on a greased skillet and you eat them with butter and syrup?
Now what is that?
Stack them up, you know, and pour syrup over them.
Yes.
Little thin cakes.
We have them here every now and then.
They're awful good.
Sometimes they call them flapjacks and sometimes they call them different things.
That's fine.
Cake of patties, they call them patties.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
A side meat.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head and things like that?
That's a souse meat, they call it. Pressed meat.
Okay. When somebody bites into a peach, what do you call the hard thing that's in the middle?
Seed. Peach seed.
Okay. And what about the same kind of thing in the middle of a cherry? Call it the same thing?
Yes, am I reckon so.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's a pressed peach.
And what about one that comes away?
That's a clear seed.
Okay. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
To cook them.
Yes, sir, but when they don't have to be shelled before you cook them. They're just the long, thin beans. What do you call those?
Them are string beans in one bay, and we got another Kentucky Wonder, we called it.
Okay, and those don't have to be shelled either?
No.
Okay.
All in all, you know, when you get a certain stage, they're good.
That kind of wonderful when you don't have to string them.
Yes, ma'am.
What about beans that do have to be shelled?
Well, there's a stringless, and then there's a stringless green pod, you know, and then there's a string bean, they call it.
Okay.
Makes a difference in them, too.
Now, let's see, now, the string beans do have to be shelled, is that right, or they don't?
Yes, and they got to have the tips broke off of them and the string pulled off.
Okay. And let's see, a string bean, and what was the other kind you said?
Stringless green pod, Kentucky Wonder, either one.
What do you call the tops of turnips that people eat?
Well, we just call them plain turnip tops.
Okay. Do you have a different name for them when they're very young?
Yes, and they're turnip salad then.
Okay. What do you call corn that you shuck and cook and you eat it with your hands?
Corn on the cob.